Advancing Agriculture by Turning Back the Clock. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. An Ohio company called Advancing Eco Agriculture is promoting new regenerative ag technology that's based on ag practices from generations ago. Company founder John Kemp.
Contemporary agriculture, contemporary agronomy, and agronomic management in the field has largely been defined in terms of chemistry for the last 100 years or since the Green Revolution, for the very good reason, the very simple reason, that chemistry was the one thing that we could measure and manage relatively easily. And we now stand on the threshold of a revolution in measuring biology.
Kemp says early farmers had much knowledge about how ecosystems work, and he works to apply new tech to that indigenous knowledge.
As we develop technology to be able to measure and manage the microbiome and understand the interactions, the interplay between chemistry reactions and microbiome interactions, that will unleash the technological aspect of regenerative agriculture, similar to what we are now seeing emerge with regenerative medicine, for example.
Kemp was a panelist in a Heritage Foundation event on the future of farming, and he'll return in tomorrow's show to explain how people will still be part of the ag technology equation. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.